What about the hemoptysis? Any thoughts or speculations about what the mechanism is there?
Seems to be there's two school of thoughts out there. One school of thought is that it is due to the location of the tumor. And that was certainly our original thought, that squamous cell carcinoma patients, which tend to have more centrally located tumors, were therefore the ones most at risk. The thought was that they were the ones that were most likely to be invading into a major blood vessel, and then when they necrose, that's when you had the hemoptysis. However, we have recently completed a study in ECOG in small cell carcinoma of the lung, which, as everyone knows, is also a very centrally located tumor. It's only about 65 patients, but we've had no major problems with hemoptysis, making me wonder, in fact, whether or not it's something to do with the squamous cell histology as contrasted to the location.
Any thoughts about whether or not this is associated with response or not?
Not as far as we know. Certainly not associated with any objective rhesus-type response.
Also, there's been this suggestion that maybe cavitation or the presence of cavitation or the emergence of cavitation could be related. Any thoughts on that?
As it turns out, either the presence of cavitation or the development of cavitation during the treatment appears to be a very high risk factor. Those are retrospective analyses, though.
Have you yourself observed anyone who had this problem?
I have not.